Today we enter in a new conversation that is all about the skill of letting go. Now, to define our terms, a skill is a developed behavior, something that you put your attention on and you continue to practice. It's something that can work very much for you, or it can be something you use to push against yourself. Not all the time, but most of the time in the past, it's quite likely that you have developed a whole variety of skills that are specifically designed to ignore emotion. That by doing so, that allows you to navigate the chaotic universe you believed you inhabited. And of course, in the act of navigating a chaotic universe, you're only propagating more chaos, because once you decide something is so, then you get more and more evidence that you're right. Now, you can then, once you decide that you don't want to do this anymore, and it is likely the case that you have made that decision because you are here for this conversation, you could turn to a skill that will undo all the skills that precede it. So the skill that precedes letting go is like, for example, ignoring emotion, ignoring intuition, making logic the primary tool for decision making. These are all skills. They are skills that you decided for and that you propagated by maintaining the behavioral stance and continuing to practice it. And while it is the case in many instances that, in particular, the idea of making logic the primary decision maker, that primary skill likely has really never actually ever paid off. But there's a thing about this. One of the things that happens in the chaotic universe is that it doesn't really matter whether you get what you want as a result of what you're doing. What matters is that you're consistent in the application of the idea. That is the logic that is behind the development of the skill of ignoring emotion, even though it's painful to do so, ignoring intuition, even though it leads you to great states of confusion, and making logic be the primary thing that you are using for making decisions, which it leads to a lot of bad decisions. Now, of course, there's really no such thing as a bad decision, but we're using the language of the chaotic universe. Good things happen to good people who do good things. And a good thing to do would be to stay very distant from emotion, to pay attention to what's logical, and do what you're told to do. And in many ways, a lot of what you used in your education, remember, you're manifesting everything, but in the chaotic universe, you don't probably believe that. But part of what you manifested and are continuing to manifest to a certain extent is the idea of consistency in application, which is a tool in many ways prized above all the others, even more than logic. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, eventually it will work. In the New Age, this is described as persistence. If you're persistent in a thought, it will eventually pay off. That's chaotic universe thinking, and it's just what it is. It's not horrible. It's not terrible. It's not awful. It's not something you should regret or that you should somehow try to kick to the curb. But we do remind you that you indeed live in a chaotic universe, not in truth, but in your own perceiving. You do indeed live in a universe that is intentional in nature, in truth. While you can perceive that you're living in a chaotic universe, you're actually always have always, will always, continue to always live in an intentional universe. So the chaotic universe is not the opposite of the intentional universe, because the intentional universe doesn't really have an opposite. There's nowhere you can go that isn't intentional. Likewise, the chaotic universe doesn't have an opposite because chaos isn't real. There's no opposite to the unreal. It's just unreal. Now, remember, you have a very powerful tool at your disposal. It's actually not a tool, to be quite honest. if we're going to use the word tool here in this way, we want to be very clear about how we're using it. You have a very powerful power that is inherent. Thoughts thunk propagate themselves. When you think a thought, it propagates itself. It will generate more thoughts to support the conclusion, and it's neutral. Not truly neutral. It's in alignment with you. It's following your lead. Because, of course, you're manifesting everything. Even when you don't think you're manifesting everything, you're still manifesting everything. So the power of the skill of letting go is that it undoes all of the things we were just talking about. Not forever and ever, amen. You can go back and pick them up again if you want to. Because nothing is ever truly lost. Some things do evolve away from you as you let them. But in the meantime, you don't have to keep holding on to something. You can just let it go. Now, in the past, when we've talked about letting go, in the distant past, we would talk about holding a pencil in the palm of your hand with your fingers closed. And we would say, okay, it's easy to let go. All you have to do is open your fingers. After a while, it became obvious to us that that conversation was not actually correct. The truth is that letting go is the willingness to hold on to the pencil forever, even to the point of the tendons in your hand freezing into place, the muscles becoming unworkable otherwise, the pencil itself being crushed to smithereens because of the strength of your hand. And still you just hold it as though you're just holding the pencil forever and ever and ever. And here, if you're using logic to understand what it is that we're talking about, this is not understandable. There's no logic to this. Because there's a metaphysical truth that arises. If you're willing to hold that pencil in your hand forever and ever and ever, it's not going to be too long before you simply notice that you no longer are holding it and that it has fallen to the floor and that you've moved on. And the pencil may not be really anywhere in your field of vision because you're no longer using it for whatever purpose you had been using it before, which was probably not to use as a writing instrument, because if you're holding it clutched tightly in your hand, it's very difficult to use it for that purpose other than to just kind of scratch back and forth and make circles. So the skill of letting go is a lot about the willingness to do what you're doing forever and ever, and that's why it is a skill. There's no logic to this. Well, actually, that's not true. There is a logic to the idea of it happening forever and ever and ever, but it's not the logic that you're likely accustomed to on a cultural level, where you do something and you're persistent in it, and your persistence then pays off. So the persistence of, let's say, thinking good thoughts, or the persistence of affirming morning, noon, and night, or the persistence of visualizing morning, noon, and night, or the persistence of praying, or the persistence of dancing in a circle in a certain specific way. These things are perfectly fine. There's nothing wonderful, or rather, there's nothing wrong with doing any of them, and there's not anything you need to do, but there's something you can do, and that is if you find that you're not getting the payoff you desire, which should be happening immediately, not later, then we recommend you drop the persistence. But that falls into that same paradoxical idea. If I'm not persistent with my desires, this is all New Age language. If I'm not persistent with my desires, then I won't get what I want. Thinking that thought, of course, will promote more thoughts that go in that direction. You will prove yourself right through perception. Now, what's happening actually on the physical manifesting level is, well, we don't really know what's happening there, because it's impossible to see what might be happening because you're trying really hard to work really hard to make it happen right now. The bottom line is pretty simple. You're always in the right place at the right time in the right way. That's the bottom line. So if you're always in the right place at the right time in the right way, thoughts that you're thinking that are hurtful don't really affect the current factual, truthful, essential state that you're in. They affect your perception. And what you want to do is shift your perception. And letting go is a skill of shifting perception. Letting go has nothing to do with the actual manifesting physical reality. It has to do with the way you hold yourself in relationship to it. Now, the skills that you are likely going to be letting go of, and this is just a beginning gambit. This conversation will continue to evolve and evolve through the series and then beyond. But the skills you'll likely be letting go of are things like reliance on logic as a decision-making tool, looking at physical reality as being a place that is going to make you feel better by dint of being there. That's a skill that you've likely developed over time, that you're supposed to feel better because of what you see or because of what you hear, and you need to line up what you're seeing and hearing to make yourself feel better. Otherwise, you're just never going to feel better, and you're at the constant whim and at the constant sort of whimsy of physical reality, and you have no control or power there. But in fact, it's the other way around. You get to decide what it is that is happening in your reality, and you get to decide to feel better right now. And it's not reliant upon or dependent upon constructed ideas or manifesting forms. Another thing you might be letting go of, you might be deconstructing, you might be letting fall to the wayside, is the idea that there's something that is required to be done. That's also a skill you developed over time. But all these things that we're talking about, and we can name hundreds of them undoubtedly, are really all about persistence in the light of what your intuition is actually saying. Persistence really against your intuition. So the one that we named first is the one that is primary in all of this, ignoring emotion. And emotion is intuition. How you feel in relationship to a thought is telling you where you are in relationship to the thought. If the thought feels better in the thinking, it will feel better in the thinking. If the thought feels worse in the thinking, it will feel worse in the thinking. Now, that's really obvious, and there's a certain logic to that that just becomes really clear. Until you try, and this is part of that persistence thing, to then apply literally every single thing we're saying here to everything that you believe has happened in the past. The problem with that, too, and one of the skills you've developed, is relying upon the past as being a tool for deciding the future, or deciding what is true about the present, or what is true about you essentially. None of which of those things are real. None of them. They don't make any sense vibrationally. They don't make any sense metaphysically. They do make a lot of sense logically, because that's more of the logical idea of the past is prelude to the present. And then, of course, the present is prelude to the future, and you better watch out, because if you don't get this right, you're really going to get fucked over. The skill of letting go is really essentially the willingness to let everything be what it is exactly as it is. That's the skill. What happens then, that we could talk about this metaphysically, which is what we're doing now, about the movement of energy, is you stop trying to control external circumstances and your own thoughts about external circumstances, and you begin to let energy flow. The way to do that at the beginning, it's not the only thing, it's not the only way, but this is part of the skill of letting go, is the willingness to let everything be as it is. Now, we take it to an extreme by saying, if you're willing for this to be like this forever, whatever it is that you don't like, it will change pretty quickly. That's a paradox. So logic will not explain why that is true. But what happens is when you realize that your persistence in trying to do something is actually what has gotten you into the trouble, and that if you drop the persistence, you don't have to persistently kind of push against the things you don't want. If you let them be what they are, they will change on their own. If we back up the camera as we're looking at these ideas and look at a broader perspective, what we will remind you of is that energy is energy and it wants to flow, and you are energy. You are the unconditional love taking shape and taking form into all these different vibrational states and thoughts and physical forms, extensions of you expressing themselves through your body out into the holographic universe that you're inhabiting. And when you let these things flow, which you do normally for almost everything, they're just a handful of things that you don't do this with. When you let the things that you have been persisting on and trying really hard to get right and trying really hard to do better at and trying really hard to fix and change and make happen, and you allow things to be what they are, then the energy can flow. You've been damming it up until that point. You've been resisting it. And the skill of letting go is really its goal. What it does is it undoes everything that preceded it by letting it be just what it is. And then the energy begins to flow. It's like removing a dam, removing something that has been in the way. But to be clear, if you approach this with the idea of there must be blocks that I need to remove, what are they? That's just more persistence. Buddhists will say it like this. Letting go is so powerful that you need to even let go of the need to let go. And that's a lot of what we're talking about. You do not want to apply persistence to letting go. Again, another paradox. As you realize that what is happening here in your physical reality is actually happening for you, not against you, that nothing is actually pushing against you, this becomes a little bit easier. And the more you're willing to let go, the more you develop the skill of letting go, and the more you begin to see the unclogging or the disconstructing of different ideas that you've had in place persistently for quite a long time, you begin to realize what the real power of this is. We don't think there's anyone here participating in this conversation who's not aware of that. We do think, however, there are versions of you that really want to get in on this conversation and tell us why we're full of shit. And that's fine. But we do really want to remind you that you already know this. This is not news. But we do want to talk about it from this perspective, because we will just simply say over and over and over again, as we've done many, many times, not persistently, but because the word is right at the time of the saying of it, that now's the time to allow things to be what they are. What we're referring to, of course, if we look at it in logical terms, is the skill of letting go. You are most definitely in the right place at the right time, right here and right now. That is most definitely what is happening here. There's great power in all of this. It's not something you need to figure out or understand. It's something that is actually happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit, and has been doing so for quite some time, in fact, forever. The point of all of this is to remember that you are in the present moment, right now, right here, having that which you are wanting and allowing that which you are wanting to be what it is. That's already happening. All we're doing here is shifting your perception from, I need to be persistent in the way that I'm fixing this problem, the way that I'm pushing against it in order to make it go away. And by the way, we'll talk more about how you may not realize that's what you're always doing. That's what this is always about. You're always trying really hard to make something happen. And the bottom line is, you're not requiring yourself to do that at all. In truth, you don't really need to do that. In truth, you don't need to fix anything. In truth, you don't need to make anything happen. That's part of the skill of letting go, is the recognition that your persistence either pays off immediately or it's not going to ever pay off. So persistence is not really the tool that you think it is. Deciding that everything is okay the way it is, that allows you to turn in the direction of that flowing energy, perceiving the flowing energy. It's already flowing, but it's your perception that gets a little screwy. And that's what this is about undoing. So the final thing we'll say here today in this introduction is that the skill of letting go is, again, as we said a moment ago, not something we would recommend that you persistently do. Let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. No. Talking about the skill of letting go, bringing it to the table, putting your attention on it, is not designed to make you more vigilant or more persistent at doing something. It's more designed to invite you to realize that persistence, beating a drum over and over and over again until you're worn out by it, is a perfectly fine way to do something. But by the time you get here, where you are now, bringing forth this conversation in the way that's right for you, as you were doing at this moment, that persistence is probably not paying off anymore. Because it was useful once upon a time, particularly when you had a lot of resistance to lots of things. But that likely isn't the case much anymore. And now letting go becomes more of a skill. We could call it an art, but the art is of allowing. The skill is of letting go. The art of allowing is an ongoing, unfolding, astonishingly delightful and delicious thing. I've talked about it many times. But the skill of letting go is a skill that undoes all previous skills, all the skills that precede it, all the skills that call it forth in its usefulness. Again, the point of all of this is not to fix anything. It's to recognize that nothing is in fact broken. That's the skill. That's what causes the floodgates to open. Resist not is the skill. So with that, we will say what we love to say each and every time we say it, which is also not so much a skill of letting go, but it's certainly about the art of allowing. It's a description of it. That is wonderful as all of this is. And the skill of letting go brings you back into awareness of this allowing. That is wonderful as all of this is, and it really truly is. All of this in toto, completely, without exception, as wonderful as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better and better from here.